Wabash in the year 1953 and 54. There's the bell and the sound of students leaving class. There were 504 of us, and we watched some changes going on during the year. For one thing, chapel became compulsory. Twice a week, the whole college got together, and one man, more than any other, made chapel memorable.
The poetry in the life of a college like Wabash lies in its history. But a college cannot live on its poetry alone. At this moment, it is for you that this college exists, its buildings, its faculty, its traditions. It is for you that all of the sacrifices and achievements of the past have been made. It is the promise of your lives that makes it all worthwhile. It is your response to the challenge of Wabash day by day which will determine what shall be thought and said of us tomorrow or 100 years from now.
At long last, the campus center came off the drawing boards and became a building, and the dormitories took shape across from the gym. This was the year of the truce in Korea, but it was a shaky peace. Selective service continued, and everyone was bothered. Some about tough draft boards, and others about their selective service classifications. But it didn't bother us very much. There were other things, mid-semesters and finals, and colloquium and the Oxford debate, and the theft of the Monon Bell. But the bell returned to stay. DePaul was beaten 41-0. That was the last game of the season. And immediately following, the team elected Stan Huntsman as the most valuable player. Listen to Stan.
I would like to thank my teammates as well as the Alpha Phi Omega for this honor. But I feel much the same as Norm Buck Tenica did 2 years ago, in that no man is most valuable, and that it takes 11 men to make a team.
Speak our opinions on practically any topic, and there was one place where we could do it without fail. That was the Scarlet Inn. The inn wasn't luxurious, but it was loud. Early in the year, there were ugly rumors of inflated coffee charges, but the inn held to the old price, so we settled down at the tables over nickel a cup coffee and argued on any subject, any time. We hashed over everything.
Do you think we ought to kick the props out from under South Hall and let it collapse, or should we rebuild it as a historic monument?
What do you think of the Bachelor this year? What do you think of SWAB?
When are they going to put up a new library, and where?
How do you feel about this graduate school of business?
Well, the year wore on, and pretty soon it was senior study camp, and then comps, and then Pan Hell. We began to realize the disturbing fact that life at Wabash didn't last forever. And as we prepared to go our various ways, we felt a sense of regret that this year, 1953 and 54, was passing into memory.
Within college year is drawing to a close. Many important things have transpired this year. Some are tangible and can be seen. The new campus center and dormitories. Some are factual and can be counted. Increased financial assets and games won and lost. Some are intangible and can neither be seen nor counted. These have occurred in the hearts and thoughts of men. They are the most important of all.